All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Good evening, hoop ballers, alongside David Bracey. This is Hank Aaron. David, how you doing?
Hank, I'm pretty good, my man. How about yourself?
Very good. We want to thank everyone for joining us on Box Score Breakdown January 21. It's going to be a one-game slate tonight, so fast and dirty, usually the way that I like it. So let's get going with this thing. All right, we got on the Clippers side, Kawhi Leonard. Popping off 11 of 26, 31 points for him. Game has still got another minute left, so we'll see how it finishes. But this is what we got with about a minute left. Mo Harkless, 9 minutes, no points, no rebound, or no assists, no steals, no blocks, one rebound. Ivica Zubac, 9 points for him, 2 of 8 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds, one assist, one steal. Pat Beverly had 9 points in the first half, but didn't get anything else going in the second half. 3 threes, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 turnovers. Landry Shamet, 15 points for him, 4 3-pointers, 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Off the bench, we had Jermichael Green, 24 minutes, 6 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Montrezl Harrell, 5 of 12, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. And actually a good free throw shooting night at 2 of 2. Sweet Lou, not sweet from the field, 5 of 19, 3 threes, 3 of 11 from the three-point line, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 turnovers. So we've certainly seen more efficient lines from Sweet in the past. And then Magruder rounding things up with 20 minutes, 4 points, 4 rebounds. So with Paul George out, there's more usage to go around, and it looks like Landry Shamet is at least picking up enough to become relevant in 12-team leagues. But obviously, going to be more of a points and three-point specialist. He just hit another one, so 5 3-pointers on the night for him, 18 points. Other than Shamit, it doesn't look like anyone else really picking up action. Obviously, there's going to be more usage and scoring for Sweet Lou as well, although it didn't come through tonight. Any other thoughts with the Clippers, sans Paul George?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay, and then before we get going to the Mavericks side, we want to just quickly discuss our sponsors here. Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. They've been a sponsor since the beginning. And we wanted to recommend to check out their website at HawaiianIsles.com, on Amazon by searching for Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee, or on Twitter, Hi Kona Coffee, HIKONACOFFEE. Tonight's podcast, I will not be able to finish my whole cup because it's so short. And then also mybookie.ag. If you use the promo code today, you will get a 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Anybody who wants to bet on basketball, anybody who wants to bet on football, anyone who wants to bet on any other kind of things that they have going on, mybookie.ag. And remember, HoopBall Gaming is now underway. So we've got our very own gaming vertical going on. The podcast is sponsored by my lifelong friend, Iris Silver Magic. So please make sure to check out HoopBall Gaming. Check out the HoopBall Daily Gaming Podcast for all your best bets on basketball. Now, David, what do you see with the Mavericks?
Yeah, on the Dallas side, well, first, I guess we can start by talking about Dwight Powell going down with an injury. Only got 9 minutes tonight. I believe the reports were saying that it's an Achilles injury, so it's looking like we're probably going to be not seeing Dwight Powell for the remainder of this season, which is very unfortunate. He was having a pretty strong season, and I'm personally a big fan. So as far as fantasy implications go, I think that we can definitely expect some usage to be swung the way of Maxi Kleba. And it looks like, based off of tonight at least, it looks like Boban's also going to get a modicum of that usage as well. Personally, I think Kleba is going to be the guy who you preferably want to own. But yeah, let's go through the box score real quick. Dorian Finney-Smith got 36 minutes tonight for 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block with no turnovers. KP back in the lineup, 26 minutes, 10 points on 4 of 17 from the field. Gave you a 3, 9 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block, and 2 turnovers. Dwight Powell, of course, only got the 9 minutes tonight for a point, 3 rebounds, an assist, and 1 turnover. Hardaway Jr. got 29 minutes tonight in the starting lineup, 13 points on 4 of 11 from the field. Gave you 3 threes, 3 rebounds, a steal, no blocks, and no turnovers. And then Luka, of course, going crazy, 34 minutes for 34 points on 11 of 25 from the field, 3 threes and 9 of 12 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 blocks, no steals, and 4 turnovers. Off the bench, Maxi Kleba getting that usage soak, 31 minutes for 8 points on 4 of 7 from the field. No threes tonight, but contributed 4 rebounds and assists, 2 blocks, and only 1 turnover. And then Boban, 15 minutes for 12 points on 5 of 6 from the field, chipping in 7 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks, and 2 turnovers. As far as the off guards, the other guards are concerned, between Seth Curry, Jalen Brunson, and DeLon Wright, they got 19, 14, and 12 minutes respectively. Didn't produce a whole lot of fantasy value in those minutes. Brunson continues to consistently contribute across the board, even when it is in a pretty small sample. So in 14 minutes tonight, he got 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a turnover. So even in limited minutes, he tends to be a guy who can get pretty involved in plays on both ends of the court. So that lent itself to fantasy value. And then DeLon Wright in the 12 minutes got 2 points, a rebound, 2 assists, a steal, and 1 turnover. Seth Curry, probably more of a 3-point specialist, 3-point streamer for 8 points on 3 of 6 from the field, with 2 threes and no other stats. What are your thoughts about the Dwight Powell injury and the Mavericks box score tonight?
Well, I think I'd probably look into adding Maxi Kleba if he's available. I think with that injury, there's a pretty good chance that he will have standard league value. He kind of contributes across the board. It's not going to be, you know, a massive contributor in any specific category, but he hits threes, he gets blocks, you know, gets some points, some rebounds, good percentages, low turnover. So I think he's worth an add. And I think the other couple things is Chris Apps Porzingis came back tonight, so there are probably a lot of preemptive. So people who had picked up Kleber in the past few weeks while Porzingis was out, they probably dropped him. So he's probably showing up on a lot of wires right now. So he's a good person to snatch up. And frankly, I've still got DeLon Wright. I probably will drop him for Maxey if I can, because it doesn't look like. We'll see if DeLon Wright just keeps hanging on my team, and I can't bring myself to drop him because his permanent numbers are good, and even in limited minutes, he's been pretty productive. So I think Kleber is a good pickup right now with the injury. And as far as the other guards go, DeLon Wright, Seth Curry, Brunson, none of them look like they're going to be consistent. So if you want to just roll the dice on any of them or stream any of them temporarily, you can, but it doesn't look like any of them are going to be in a consistent 30-plus role. And also on the Clipper side, I did mention Beverly did all his damage early in the game. It's because he went out with an injury. So not clear with the extent of his injury, but he could also be out. But that won't change much with the Clippers.
Yeah, I believe they said that it was a sore groin or groin-related injury with Beverly. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. And I mean, the Clippers have been all about load management and resting their load guys
management,
and making sure that everyone's healthy for the playoffs. So if anything is lingering there, you know, they're not going to rush him back. So that could, it's unclear how long it's going to go on. It's speculation at this point, but it could drag on for a little bit and there may not be much clarity on it. So, makes Beverly tough to hold if they are ruling him out. I mean, you don't need to drop him before the next game, but see what the prognosis is. And they may treat him with kid gloves and just let him rest up and be fully ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. It's only a one game night. Anything else catching your eye around the league?
Trade deadline fast approaching. So I guess we'll see what's happening over the next couple weeks. Maybe with this Dwight Powell injury, maybe that makes the Mavericks a little bit more hungry to fill out and shore up that center spot, especially with KP being in and out of lineup. So I guess we'll see. I think the deadline is it the 8th of February?
Around there.
Yep, approaching 2 weeks here. So we'll see. Keep your eyes posted. Keep reading your game notes. Definitely make sure you have your notifications turned on, because when and if those trades do happen, I think that there could be some big ones that will definitely lend to some fantasy value. So just something to keep an eye on.
Tune into Hoopball. We'll have an all-day spectacular. So trade deadline is our biggest day of the year. There'll be an all-day live stream and probably 5 to 6 hosts at any given moment. So keep it tuned into Hoopball as all the information comes in. We'll be keeping you posted.
Sounds like I'm going to have to take a sick day.
Yeah, I did it last year from work. So I just set up my cam there and I just did it from work. So yeah, it depends on how your office works. But anyway, thank you all for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week with more games. This week was just the one. So I'll see you next week, David. What else you got going on for the rest of this week?
Tune in on Thursday to catch me and Chris tackling another box score breakdown.
All right. And what's your Twitter handle?
DFB_3. Hit me up.
All right. I'm Hank Aaron 26, HankAaron 26. And again, please check out mybookie.ag for all your sports betting needs. Promo code today, up to 50% off. Up to 50% deposit bonus. Sorry. Seems like I'm doing ads for Macy's. 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. So check it out, mybookie.ag. Thank you, David. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We'll see you all next week. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.